This is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is asking everyone to rise early in the morning. Vibhavari Shesha, the night is over. Aloka Pravesha, the glimpses of sunlight are there. Now you get up. Nidra Chhari Utha Jiva. Don't sleep anymore. That is, the of Vedic life. One should not sleep after sunrise. He must rise before sunrise. That is healthy life also. So, just instantly after rising from the bed, one should chant the holy names of the Lord. Here, it is suggested, Bala Hari Hari. Now we chant Hare Krishna Mantra, Mukunda Murari. Krishna's different names, Mukunda means one who gives liberation. Murari, Murari means Krishna, the enemy of the demon of the name Mura. Rama is another name, celebrated Rama, Krishna, Hayagriva. Hayagriva is another incarnation of Krishna. Similarly, Nishinga, Narahari, half lion, half man, Nishinga Deva, Bhamana incarnation, Nishinga Bhamana, Sri Madhusudana. Madhusudana, there was a demon, Madhu and Kaitava. They came to swallow up Brahma after his creation. So they were killed. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Madhusudana. Madhusudana name is found in Bhagavad Gita in various places. Madhusudana means the enemy of Madhu. Krishna is both friend and enemy. He is actually friend of everyone, but he becomes enemy-like for one who treats Krishna as enemy. He is not, nobody's enemy. But if anyone wants to see him as enemy, he appears like enemy. That is absolute. The demons, they want to see Krishna as enemy. So, accepting the desire of the demons, he appears before him as enemy, kills him, and gives him liberation. That is absolute pastime of Krishna. Madhusudana, Brajanna Nandana Shyama. Actually, God has no name, but his names are selected according to his pastime. Just like this Madhusudana name is given to him because he killed the Madhu demon. Similarly, he is known as Brajandanandana, the son of Brajabrindavan, because he appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Brajandanandana. Shyama is bodily, hue is blacky, therefore he is called Shyama Sundara. Utana Ghatana Kaitava Satana Jaya Dasarathi Rama. So because he killed the demon Putana, his name is Putana Ghatana. Ghatana means killer. Kaitava Satana. And he is chastiser of all kinds of dangers. Jaya Dasarathi Rama. In connection of his killing the Ravana, he is glorified, Jaya, Dasarathi. Dasarathi means his father's name was Dasarath. So, he is Dasarathi. Dasarathi Ram. Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala. Yashoda Dulala means pet son of mother Yashoda, Govinda Gopala. And he is cowherd's boy, Govinda, giving pleasure to the cows, Vrindavana Purandara, the chief of the Vrindavan land. He is the center of attraction for everyone in Vrindavan. Ravanantakara, Gopi Priyajana, is very favorable to the Gopi, Gopi Priya, Radhika Ravana. And he always enjoys the company of Radharani. That is, his name is Radhika Ravana. Bhuvana Sundarava. So he attracted so many gopis, that means he is attracted to the whole universe. Nobody is more attractive than Krishna within this universe or within the anywhere. Therefore, he is called Bhuvana Sundara Boro. Boro means the chief. Ravanantakara Makhana Taskara Gopi Jana Vastrahari. As Rama, when he appeared as Lord Ramchandra, he killed Ravana, Ravanantakara. Makhana Taskara. And in Vrindavan, he is known as the butter thief. In his childhood pastime, he used to steal butter from the pots of the gopis. That was his pleasure pastime. Therefore, he is called Makhana Taskara, Makhancho, Gopijana Vastrahari. And he also stolen the garments of the gopis while they were taking bath. This is very confidential. Actually, the gopis wanted Krishna. They prayed to Katayani Devi, goddess Katayani, because he was attractive to all the girls of his age. So they wanted Krishna as husband. So, superficially, Krishna was of the same age, and how he could be husband for all the gopis, that is superficial. But he accepted. Because the gopis wanted to become wives of Krishna, therefore, Krishna accepted that proposal. In order to show them the mercy, he stolen the garments. Because a husband can take away the covering of wife's bodily garment. Nobody can touch it. So that is the purpose. But people do not know. Therefore, Krishna Leela has to be heard from realized soul. Or these portions should be avoided. Otherwise, we shall misunderstand that Krishna took away the garments and he was very much fond of woman hunter like that. He loved that. He is Supreme Lord. He fulfills the desire of every devotee. So, Krishna had no business to see the gopis naked. But because they wanted to become wife, so he fulfilled their desire. Token. Yes, I am your husband. I am taking your garment. Now you take your garment and go home. Therefore, his name is Gopijana Vastrahari. Brajanda Rakhala Gopabrinda Pala Chitta Hari Vansidhari. Brajanda Rakhala, the cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and Gopabrinda Pala, his only object was how to satisfy the cowherd's men, including his father, uncle. They were all keeping cows to please them. So he is Gopabrinda Pala, Chitta Hari Vansidhari. And when he was playing the flute, it was taking the heart of everyone. Chitta Hari. He was taking away the heart of everyone. Joginda Vanda, in spite of Krishna's playing as a small cowherd boy in Vrindavan, just like a village boy, making jokes with his friends, but still he is Joginda Vanda. Joginda means greatest yogi, mystic. Dhyana vastita tatgatena manasa abhasyanti jami yogina. The yogina, the meditation, whom they are trying to find out, this Krishna. They are trying to find out Krishna. So unless they come to the point of concentrating their mind on Krishna, their yogic principle or mystic power is baffled. Yogi nama ki sarvisam madgata antara. Yogi, first class yogi, must keep always Krishna within his heart. That is perfection of yoga. That which is called yoginda bandana, sinanda nandana, brajajana bhayahari. Although he is worshipped by the great mystics, still he lives in Vrindavan as son of Nanda Maharaj, and the residents of Vrindavan, they feel safe and sound under protection of Krishna. Navina nirada rupa manahara mahana vansi vihari. Navina nirada. Nirada means cloud. His complexion is just like new cloud. New cloud, black is. Rupa, still, he is so beautiful. Generally, black is not considered very beautiful within this material world. But because his body is transcendental, even he is black, he is the universally attract. Rupa Manohara. Mahana Vansidhari. Simply when he stands with his flute, he, even though he is black, he becomes so attractive to everyone. Jasodanandana Kansani Sudama. He is very much celebrated as the son of Maharaj Jasoda. He is the killer of Kansa and Nikunja Rasa Vilas. And he used to dance, Rasa dance, in the Nikunja, Bangshibar, Nikunja. Kadamba Kanana Rasa Parayana. There are many Kadamba trees. Kadamba is a kind of flower that is especially grown in Vrindavan. Very fragrant and beautiful, solid flower, round. So Kadamba Kanana, he used to enjoy his rasa dance underneath the tree of this Kadamba. Ananda Vardhana Prema Nikitana Phulasara Juyoga Kama. So he was exciting the lusty desires of the gopis and increasing their transcendental bliss. Ananda Vardhana, Prema Niketana, because he is reservoir of all pleasure. The gopis used to come to enjoy because he is the reservoir of all pleasure. Just like we go to fetch water from a lake where there is water. Similarly, if we want actually blissful life, then we shall draw it from the reservoir of all pleasure, Krishna. Ananda Vardhana. That pleasure will increase. The material pleasure will decrease. You cannot enjoy for a long time. It will decrease. But the spiritual pleasure, if you want to draw it from the reservoir of all pleasure, Krishna, then it will increase. Your pleasure potency will increase and you will get more and more pleasure. As you increase your pleasure potency or desire, the supply is also incessant. There is no limit. Phulasara Juyaka Kama. He is the transcendental Cupid. Cupid with his bows and arrow, he increases the lusty desires of the material world. Similarly, in the spiritual world, he is the supreme Cupid. He was increasing the lusty desires of the gopis. They used to come there. And both of them, there was no decrease. They were increasing their desire and Krishna was supplying them. Without any material concept of life. They were simply dancing. That's all. Gopangana gana chitta vinodana samastha guna gana dhava. It is especially attractive for the gopangana. Upangana means the damsels of Brajadham. Upangana, Chitta, Vinodana. They were simply absorbed in Krishna's thought. They were so much became attracted, attached to Krishna, they could not give up his existence of his form within the heart for a moment. Chitta Vinodana, they capture the heart of the gopi. Chitta Vinodana, Samastha Gunagana Dham. He is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chanda Chakora. Manasa Chanda Chakora, there is a bird which is known as Chakora. He looks towards the moon sign. Similarly, he was the moon among the gopis, and they were simply looking after him. And he is the life of the river Jamuna, because he used to enjoy jumping over the river of Jamuna. Nama Sudhara, Gao Krishna Nama, Jasa, Rakha, Bachana. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is requesting everyone, now you chant all these different names of the Lord and save me. Rakha Bachana, my dear mind, please keep my word. Don't refuse. Go on chanting all these holy names of Krishna.